Silent Running by James F. Calvert, Vice Admiral, USN, retired. Foreword by Edward L. Beach, Captain, USN, retired. Foreword. The scandalous misbehavior of U.S. submarine torpedoes, in fact, of all the torpedoes provided for our armed forces during the first 2 years of the war, has been described by many others. The well-justified dismay over this poor performance has obscured a salient fact related to the use of these underwater missiles in submarines. Where destroyers were expected to shoot all their fish in a single shotgun salvo, ideally against a distant enemy battle line, submarines worked the other end of the spectrum. In submarine doctrine, shooting a torpedo was like firing a rifle. We took big risks to aim them individually and carefully, and we fired them at close range. Accurate aim was as important to torpedo performance as the proper working of its mechanisms, but no more. Poor aim could cause a miss, but so could a bad performance from our underwater missile. Both had to be simultaneously on the mark, or the fish and all the effort were wasted. Aiming a torpedo involved a combination of two talents: accurate periscope observation, which was the skipper's responsibility, and meticulously accurate operation of the torpedo data computer, the TDC, the complicated instrument used to aim the torpedoes. The early years of the war saw many failed torpedo shots, and a controversy erupted over what had caused them. The argument was finally sorted out late in 1943. The torpedoes had been carelessly designed and built, and insufficiently tested. We were aiming them well, but no amount of good aim could get a hit with a torpedo that did not run as touted. Since there was a multiplicity of faults, it took until nearly the end of that year before our submarines could go to sea with confidence that all, or nearly all, of the congenital malfunctions of their torpedoes